Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know which nursing home really did a nice job, but they're getting a ton of backlash?
Is this a well-known establishment?
I don't know the name of it. No. It's not like a famous nursing home. It's just a nursing home. But then the story started taking off. A couple of people, several people sent it to me, and were like, oh, here you go, Elliot. Here's your nursing home. But there was a nursing home that they have like a bunch of old guys, right, that are there.
Yeah.
And they not that they separated it, but they were like, hey, listen, you don't have to be in this room, but if you want to, we brought in some special entertainment for the night. So a bunch of the old guys in their wheelchairs, they went rolling into the room. They brought a stripper in.
Really?
Yeah. They brought a stripper in. There she is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at the pictures. What's wrong?
Oh, my God. Shoot, her legs are spread eagle.
Yeah, okay, they're not dead. These guys are not dead. So they brought her in. It's like one of those, like they worked out a deal with one of the local strip clubs. And they were like, now let me say this before everybody thinks that they did something wrong. The woman's not naked. She's wearing like
Well,
she's wearing lingerie and she's working the room and the guys are sitting in the chairs and everybody in the picture, from the stripper to the guys in the chairs, what do you notice about all of them?
They're all smiling and having a good time.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. There's nobody that's angry. There's nobody that was like, I thought it was Canasta. And now they roll themselves out. And not everybody's in a wheelchair. Some of them are just seated in other chairs.
Hey, happy mid-autumn, y'all.
But why are they getting so much backlash?
Have they responded to the backlash?
Yeah, they were like, we thought we were doing a good thing, and maybe we didn't. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no, they're backpedaling. They're backpedaling on it. I don't see anything. Okay, that guy got a little handsy. That guy was trying to tune in Tokyo. But yeah, that guy got handsy. But look at you can see the stripper's face. She wasn't upset by it.
Now, the caption actually says that she thrust her breast in his face.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my. Whoa.
What's wrong, Diane?
She's guiding some hands there.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Also, what's going on there? Like, that guy's getting a third base, essentially.
Yes.
But look how she's happy. They're happy. Everybody's having a good time. But everybody, you know, woke culture has really.
You see the employee with the tablet?
Yeah, she's taking pictures for everybody to have his keepsakes. That old guy over in that chair is clapping.
It's funny. Quite a few of them have the masks on for COVID.
Right. Some of them also have oxygen masks.
Yeah.
Well, yes. But it definitely reminds me, remember early on in the pandemic, when you were taught how to smile, even with a mask on.
Oh, so they can see smiles. Exactly. You can see the smile in the eyes.
These guys are grinning.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Through their masks.
Absolutely. You can also tell they're lumping a little bit.
Those photos are wild.
Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? Would there be...
Girls.
Now, if you're old man, if that was your old man, and by the way, they weren't forced to go in there, right? They weren't forced to go into that room. There were other rooms. Like, they were having, it was party night at the facility. They weren't forced to go in that room.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was there voluntarily. The girl was there voluntarily. The girl was having a great time.
I think she was probably hired.
Yeah, but she's having fun.
Well, you said she was there as a volunteer.
Yeah. No. The guys volunteered to go to that room.
Is it just an unusual way to celebrate mid-autumn?
You keep saying that. What are you talking about?
It's an annual festival. They said it's one of the most important holidays. The celebration is marked by reunions.
I'm having a reunion with blood flow.
Thanksgiving for harvest and prayers for good fortune and strippers.
No, but I'm saying, is that not? If I opened a nursing home,
yeah.
Why couldn't I make this a monthly thing? Like, we do boozy brunch, and we do. By the way, can I interrupt myself for a second? Do nursing homes have bars?
Yes,
they do.
I know, like
some do, not all of them.
Like a facility my mom was in years ago,
right?
She they would do like wine happy hour every afternoon at like 4 o'clock.
So they would, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
I think you're not sitting there, you're not drinking a bottle.
I was having this fight with somebody because I was trying to tell somebody I want to invest in a nursing home. I really do. But I want it to be one that serves liquor. And my buddy was like, they can't serve liquor. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure they do.
There may be classifications, but I definitely sat down at a bar with my grandfather at his nursing home.
And you had drinks with him?
It wasn't during a happy hour or anything, but
yeah. No, but they had a bar.
There was a bar, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, is it only open certain hours?
It was not 24 hours. No.
I would have, why, who wouldn't do bloodies in the morning?
That's right.
I made a bloody on my way to the bar.
Now, if you have alcohol, you may have to keep the strippers' clothes on. It's, you know, the tassels or something. I don't know how that works.
No, but my buddy was saying there's no way that they have bars because everybody's on medication. And I was like, no, that's not the case.
No, they definitely, and some have alcohol.
Can you open, this is my other question. No. Can we third-party bar at a nursing home?
Like outside vendor?
No, I don't mean like I'm going to food truck it, but like, can we open a franchise of bars? You know, like at airports, there's bars and restaurants in the airports. I want to be the bar chain, Elliot's, the bar chain in nursing homes. You know how much money you would make?
Now, we know you can bring outside entertainment.
Right. Yeah. Well, I am. I'm definitely doing.
I'm trying to think if any of the food or beverage was done externally. Because both my grandparents were at the same place, both sets, at the same place for a little bit.
And oh, that's nice.
My grandmother was somewhere else.
Rest her soul.
They're like, no, we want to party as bros. You know what? Thinking about, it's kind of weird that my grandfather and both grandfathers were at one place, and the grandmother was elsewhere.
That's weird. That's odd.
Yeah,
wait, I'm trying to run through the timeline in my head.
Do they do man woman facilities?
I'm sure there are ones.
No, but like your grandmother wasn't at a separate joint because it was like dudes only.
Maybe it was the level of care
yeah,
needed.
That could be.
I'm trying.
What a horrible
my way
God,
back.
What yeah. a horrible. That's why I need to get these guys liquored up. What a horrible way to go through the end of life.
But it's also
like your
strange.
Old lady's at another place. You're never going to see her. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
No, maybe it was. Maybe he wasn't in yet.
Different.
I know that my father's father and my mother's father were by themselves at some point in this one facility.
Awesome.
But
that's
see,
awesome.
Like, they were friendly with each other and both didn't grow up there, but they both lived in Munster, Indiana, so they would see each other here and there. But then, at the end of their lives, they're thrown together.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, probably side-by-side wheelchairs with the stripper coming through.
Long legs and burgundy lips!
The only thing missing in there is they're all holding pints from Elliot's. I want to own a bar in a nursing home in the worst way. In the worst way. That is a license to print money.
I remember the service being excruciatingly slow.
What is the, like, and I'm not going to rip them off completely.
Rip them off?
No, not the patrons. I want them to be happy. I'm shooting fish in a barrel. No. I want my waitresses like very Twin Peaks-y.
Oh my God. But so you're going to turn off the female contingent.
I have a bar set up for them. Magic Elliot's. Oh. Yeah. Why wouldn't the bars in a nursing home are great. I didn't know you could have them.
Okay, so now I need to reset your thinking because you now have a staff. This thing may as well have been pushed in the corner and set up for a temporary location.
Field of dreams, bro.
This was not some sweet, swanky, beautiful bar.
Field of dreams. If I build it, they'll come. How many people live in a nursing home? A couple thousand?
No, they're not that big.
A couple hundred?
At least.
They're all drinking age. I don't even have to. I don't have to work.
No. No IDs.
That's my big joke. That's my big joke. I'll never check your ID.
We ID under 100.
Yeah, and then your contract with the place is terminated when you were serving underage grandchildren.
That's on them. They know the rules. And then I got my Twin Peaks girls. I got Magic Mike's Elliot's on the other side. And then I have like just the casual like Checkers Cheese and Booze where they like you can just kind of like hang out and watch the game and stuff.
I'll have to hook you up with my aunt who coordinated a lot of the entertainment at the nursing home.
Does she like Magic Mike?
I know she would bring in a small choir occasionally.
Oh, I'm bringing in a group of people.
And she would also herself go and play piano and sing probably once a week. And it was a big hit around the holidays because it was more of a sing-along then.
Yeah, you know what else is a big hit around the holidays? When I bring in the girls from the Seventh Veil. And then, you know, as like gag gifts, I give all the guys mistletoe belts. Like, they love it. God. Nah, they love it. They
Praise
love it. Is it a, for the ones that have bars, is like Thursday night, like we're going out. Every night's Thursday
going
night in a
out?
Goddamn nursing home.
Yeah, the only time you're going out is for doctor's appointments.
But that's what they tell each other.
And like, oh, we're going to go to the expo center for the craft fair.
Hey, Jim, James, you're going to leave the room tonight? Yeah, it's Thursday. I go to the bar. Yeah, because it's
putting on my good pants.
They're all like, and so what? Like even some of them that are diapering and stuff. That's great. No, what? What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
I guess you can point to these photos.
Absolutely. You don't think any guy in there is wearing a diaper? I encourage it when you come. When I have the Seventh Veil girls there, I encourage it.
No, it looks like for this place, they encouraged, and I believe you've been to an establishment like this or two, where they tell you shorts are okay. A lot of shorts.
That one strip club I went to in Tucson, it was almost mandatory, loose-fitting shorts only. Absolutely.
Instead of a jacket at the door, you had to put on shorts.
Oh, and I call it varicose veins and wangs. That's what the name of my place. Oh, it's great. I'm making so much money. And then go back. We mentioned this the other day, that study again, where everybody, the whole world's getting older. They can't build enough of my bars inside the strip clubs. Not inside the strip clubs, inside the nursing home.
I mean, you do wonder if things are going to change as we get older.
I get my dirty hands on it, they will. Absolutely. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Liz.
Yes, Liz, what can I do for you?
So, I've worked in nursing homes for the past 10 years, and it is not uncommon to have boozy brunches or happy hours.
Yes!
And some some patients will even get doctor's orders so that they can say, I want a beer anytime they want. And as long as they have beer in the fridge, they'll give them one.
So it could be
a doctor's order.
It could be 4 o'clock in the morning and they could get a beer as long as there's a beer in the fridge.
As long as they have either a doctor's order or they are cognitive enough to be able to say, I know that I want this and I understand what my medications will do with it.
Yeah, I understand what it'll do. It's going to make me extra loopy.
That is something that's important, though.
By the way, and I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I need a great name for my bar, but I'm doing some bars, like you have your mug that hangs from there. No. I put beer in IV bags, and it just like on a hose. They're funneling out of the IV bag. It's great, and I got mixed drinks. I'm doing, and I've got like I everything. Hey, is there like a nurse who prescribes that they can have a beer at any time? Because I know what she's dressing like.
So now the staff has to.
No, it's my bid. It's my bid.
You're on the right track.
Exactly. Hey, are the old people just getting tanked every day?
No, not usually.
And that's what Beer Rep Bobby, I think, is running the numbers for you. He's concerned about volume.
What do you mean?
He's right. Like my grandfathers, they would have like two sips and then they'd be done.
By the way, I don't care. I don't care if you have two sips and throw it away.
Yeah, you do. When you're trying to sell more.
Oh, I'll get them another one. I thought you meant like they would only have two sips and then like they'd move on to their next beer.
No, they'd move on to bed.
That's about right. They're going to bed. They're tired after that.
You got to start them early. That's right. Happy hour starts at noon.
But you have to keep them interested. The girls.
That's exactly. That's why I got the strippers in there. Who's going to bed? Also, I am going to have to put extra railings on the bed.
I've never seen the strippers. I've never had a stripper in a nursing home, but the one I work at right now, I bet I could bring it up to the owner and they might do it.
I already own a place. Would the patrons like that?
They might. I mean, they're old, not dead.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why we're having boozy brunch. All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. God, I want to own bars and nursing homes. That's all I want. Line one. Thank you, Kristen. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Dubby dog.
Hey, what can I do for you, sir?
Oh, not much. I don't know why everybody's up in arms about this. It sounds like, you know, nursing homes, the ones I've been at, kind of depressing places. So anything to liven up a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think I've been to one nursing home in my life. Like I went with Jackie to see her, I think it was her grandmother, and it was a pretty depressing
building.
Absolutely. I got to kick some life into it.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. I was just curious if your models are going to be under the Jack and Jill, or your strip clubs inside the nursing homes, if they're going to be under the Jack and Jill model.
What is the Jack and Jill model?
Well, I mean, you would know better than me. Didn't you grow up in the 90s in New York?
I'm not following you on the Jack and Jill model, though.
Well, you can't forget about the grannies. Because everything you've been talking about is about Twin Peaks and all this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I'm doing something for them. I told you I got Magic Mike's on the other side. Right. Yeah, no. I got guys in, like, little spandex. And listen, I don't, like, but it'll look like that. I don't care if they shove a sock down there, but it's going to be enormous. Yeah, no. I got everything going on. Of course I do. Of course. And,
Keep a gentleman's club, like,
absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Nice lighting,
classy.
The other thing that I'm going to do is, I'm sure it's a very sad day. Although, don't they forgive me? But don't, like, everybody knows how you leave a nursing home. Don't they take you out through a back hallway?
Yeah, they tried to do it secretively.
Drink specials. That's how we celebrate James going out.
Oh, he would have wanted it this way.
Drink specials.
Wake the dead.
Yes, Tyler.
I'm reading from the place that my grandparents were at. A positive, enjoyable, and uplifting atmosphere largely determines one's overall quality of life. We strive to create social programs and individualized activities to match the capabilities and needs of each resident. Our activities include, this is what they're highlighting.
You're obviously boozy brunch.
You're looking to add some bullet points, but they tout an active resident council. vocal exercise and non-denominational religious services.
An active counsel.
Murray won't let me watch Kelly Clarkson.
There will be some Antichrist vibes with you and your thing. But non-denom, not so much.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's me.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Hey, this is Luke calling out of Richmond.
Yes, sir.
Calling from Richmond. I work for a construction company, and we just finished the retirement community.
Oh, wait, hold on. You were breaking up there for a minute. You were breaking up there for a second. Oh. Say again.
We renovated.
Ah, damn it. Just keep driving.
Just build a bar inside of it.
There you go. There you go. See?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you now. So they renovated just to put a bar in.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffies. I don't know. I still need a name. Stuffies. I need a name.
It's an offshoot of your other brand, Stiffies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.